For nearly a decade, Chicago has been at the forefront of school reform efforts, and now Mayor Richard Daley has announced a sweeping plan to create 100 new schools within 6 years. Daley says he intends to shake up the system by replacing troubled schools with a combination of independent charter and contract schools and smaller traditional schools. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
After 9 years of school reform under his watch, Mayor Daley says test scores and graduation rates have gone up for a number of the city's public schools, but others have made little, if any, headway.
The last thing we should accept is a two-tier system. While some schools are improving, while others continue to struggle, we must face the reality that for schools that have consistently underperformed, it's time to start over.
Renaissance 2010, as the plan is called, would shut down poorly performing or low attendance schools, many in areas where public housing is being torn down. The new schools would be paid for in part with private funds, and they would be housed primarily in existing and refurbished buildings. A number of large high schools would be broken down into smaller schools. Chicago School CEO Arnie Duncan says the school district will manage a third of the new schools, while the rest, charter and contract schools, will operate independently.
Every year we will issue an RFP. We will try and bring in great new players. We want great local teachers to come in. We want universities to think about running schools. We have community groups that are running schools. We want them to do more, and we want to look nationally.
The process is already underway. Officials want Kim Day, the co-founder of Perspectives, a successful charter school in Chicago, to expand the model.
100% of our kids have graduated from high school in the last 3 years. 100% of them have gone on to higher learning, college. And I'm not sure, given the community schools that our kids would have automatically fed into, if they would have had those same successes.
Day says the charter and contract schools being proposed would still be accountable to the school system. Chicago has closed two charter schools that had poor academic performance. Diana Nelson, the head of Cross City Campaign, a national group that promotes urban school reform, says there are also other questions, even though she calls the Chicago plan impressive. Nelson says local school councils have made great strides at a number of Chicago schools, but it's unclear the role parents and community leaders would play under the Renaissance 2010 plan.
If it's top down, it won't work. We've done the research, and when you're talking systems of schools, you're talking the community.
Mayor Daley says he is challenging everyone to buy into the proposal. If the new schools get off the ground, the mayor says they will make Chicago the national laboratory for innovation in education. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.